2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Greg Buller Jack joins us now, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Buller, how are you?
Hey, Buller.
Guys, happy Friday the 13th. Just thought I'd let you know about that.
Man, it's good to hear.
Oh, it is
you.
Friday the 13th.
Even though it is a Friday the 13th.
I didn't even put that together. Are you a horror movie guy, Buller?
No, not really. You know, I like to get a little bit shook up, but if you take into Saw 4 or Saw 5, I don't know where they are now. I'm not into that.
No, like, I'm not into those either. Like, I don't like the really brutal ones like that, but give me like old school Halloween or old school Friday the 13th.
Yeah. It's me, right? You know, you're talking, you're going to laugh, man, but you know, watching one night, the original Dracula or Wolfman, you know what I mean? A little black and white and kind of the music and
Buller,
it's slow,
not,
I know, but
you're not that old.
No, you're way younger than that, Buller.
Yeah. But, you know, some of those old classics are pretty good. Lon Chaney Jr. No, I just, you know what? Here's a problem. I stay up too late. I travel and I watch old movies. And what do you know? At 1 o'clock in the morning, guess what's on? The cheap stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, typically, did you, Scotty, or Buller happen to watch The Quiet Place?
I've not seen the second one.
Yeah, The Quiet Place is pretty rocking.
That's the type of thriller I'm into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to let your mind think a little bit. But have you watched? Scotty gave me an amazing suggestion once. It's got John Candy in it. No. John Goodman.
John Goodman. Yeah, you're right.
And it's got it's a thriller. It's
13 Cloverfield Lane. I want to say Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah. Oh, that's a wild one.
It's so good, isn't it? They're the underground bunker.
Oh, that's the craziest thing in the world.
Yeah,
I mean, you just didn't expect that, right? But are you talking also about the acid tank?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh boy.
Yeah, see, Buller, we're on the same page with that.
Yeah. You know, like Signs. Was rocking.
Loved it.
I've told Hans this story. That movie put my wife into labor on our first one. Yeah, we. She was 2 days overdue. We went and saw Signs, and that little jump scare with the video camera and the alien pops in, and her water broke, and later that night, and off we went.
This didn't happen in the theater, did it?
No, water did not break in the theater, no.
Okay, I was just curious. I mean, that would be quite a story.
Speaking of which, we did a Whole World News, Buller, and we talked about a woman who, at 39 weeks pregnant, went to a Metallica concert. They opened up, and
39 weeks?
39 weeks. Did I say when he, and right there on the edge of pregnant or of giving birth, and Metallica opens up and they're rocking. Her water breaks maybe three, four songs left in the set. She wants to finish it. They finish off with Enter Sandman just as the baby's coming out on the floor at the concert.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they she didn't want to leave.
There's a little that's over the edge maybe of being a fan, but you know, come on. She couldn't leave, right, until,
We're not leaving. We paid good money for these tickets.
I don't know if it was the guy that was like, can you just hold on, honey? They're getting in her Sandman. Just be patient.
Oh, boy. There's great stories. You know, a little fear or a little rock and roll will do a lot of things to you.
Yeah.
Usually for me, it's like your heart jumps a little bit and especially with Goodman, man. He played that scene too. He played that character too convincing.
Yeah, no, he knocked that thing out of the park. There's no doubt.
Sometimes you get these people that are comedians, you think, or you know, and then all of a sudden they turn a little dark, and they're really good at it, by the way. So,
all right, Craig Buller Jack joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Are you do you sit back and you watch the playoffs and enjoy it after the Jazz get bounced, or do you have a hard time watching these games after seeing the team that? You know, you're a part of for the last, 5 or 6 months, not be a part of it.
I kind of took a breath to be honest, and now I'm kind of back into it. I'm kind of excited to see how this all turns out, if age is going to catch up with Chris Paul and the Suns. I think home court is going to play itself out in this series in a big way coming up on Sunday for Game 7. That's just me. You know, the Heat really kind of took care of Philly. Philly's got issues that they're going to have to talk about a lot during the offseason. The Bucks and Celtics, you know, back and forth, but, you know, the Bucks have a chance. What is it, Game 6 tonight, in fact, to close out the Celtics with that 3-2 lead. And, you know, Golden State, they've got a chance, too, tonight. They started off pretty strong, winning, what, three of four? And they can close it out tonight, too, after a absolute butt-whooping by Memphis without Ja Morant. What was it, 39-40, going on 50 at one point? I mean, unbelievable beatdown. But I kind of get a feeling that Clay and Steph aren't too worried about it. In fact, I think they were kind of, wasn't Draymond out there kind of joking about it anyway, about getting their tails kicked.
Yep.
But I think the Phoenix series will be interesting to see if Doncic overpowers the Phoenix Suns, who were there last year, you know, right against the Bucks in the finals. And almost felt like it was going to be a straight run right back to another rematch. But there's something about Doncic and Brunson and the way Dallas plays, they are at you. They're blitzing you constantly. And I don't know if Chris Paul can keep up with it. Maybe the home crowd gives him the energy that he needs. But, you know, Dallas is a tough customer. I mean, the Jazz fans saw it. I thought Phoenix took care of them really easy with the two home wins. And they go to Dallas, and they ran into a buzzsaw, and they saw exactly what the Jazz saw down in Dallas.
You mentioned this Boston and Milwaukee series, and I think it's fantastic. And I also think it's a little bit surprising because I thought once Middleton went out, I thought it was going to be kind of a lopsided. Do I put too much weight and emphasis into Middleton's ability? Because I feel like you're kind of taking LaVerne off the court. And now you got Shirley, essentially, and you're still staying in this thing with Boston.
Now, that's old school TV for you.
There it is. LaVerne and Shirley, man. Yeah. You know what? Last year when you saw them win, right, the Bucks. I mean, those guys worked. And the Jazz, I think, try to follow the same suit of learning and the process of going into a finals and learning how to win it. And the Suns are kind of in that same position right now after getting on the brink of a championship. And the Bucks actually won it. Middleton has been around. And Giannis, they've grown together. That was kind of the whole thing about, you know, the Jazz, Conley, Donovan, you know, Rudy, et cetera, and they would find their way. Man, you know, it's you got to have some luck, and obviously you got to have some great talent. I'm looking at some defense in this playoffs that I think is something that each team is going to reevaluate, including the Jazz in the off season. We don't talk much about it in the regular season, the 82 games. It's all about, you know, the offensive game and, you know, let the league breathe and the officials, you know, the complaints, you know, where's the foul? And, you know, all of a sudden you've got yourself, you know, fans want to be entertained. I get it. But the league has backed off letting defenders be exactly that. But you've seen a lot more rough physical play, right, in the postseason. And I'm kind of tired, too, of the flops, which there's a lot of. But if you get touched, it's like the grassy knoll, Scotty and Hands, you know, where'd the bullet come from, you know? Behind the picket fence? I don't know. But I think fans tire of that, the antics, but I still like the officials. I want the officials to let guys play a D. I like the body up. You know, I like the no harm, no foul concept, but it's not consistent, in my opinion. And I think fans like it too, to be honest. You know, the All-Star game comes to mind where they just stand back and let them shoot threes or drive uncontested to the bucket. I mean, I know that's what the fans want. That's what it's all about. But that's not what I want to see in playoff basketball. I want to see guys compete. And, yeah, I like to see a guy get knocked down in good contact play. But it doesn't mean you have to be whistled or reviewed for the 10th time in one game for a flagrant one. And we've seen a lot of that as well. Mm.
Greg Bowler, Jack, joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. You know, you sit back and you watch Philly, and they had a ton of talent. You watch Brooklyn, they had a ton of talent. And for some reason, it just isn't clicking for some of these teams. And, you know, obviously we saw the Laker debacle. And so you kind of just kind of step back and kind of have a smile when you watch some of these teams that are expected to do more, not do as well?
you know, it's a super team concept, right? That we're going to put together these great, you know, players, and it's all going to be a dominant, you know, walk to the title. I think we're being proven that that doesn't always work. It did maybe a little bit earlier, you know, with what LeBron was able to do and what Miami did. But I just think there are some players that are hungry. And you know what? You can't hand, you know this, at the highest of level. If you're hungry, that's a whole nother level of perfecting your craft, right? Especially if you have a team that feels that way. Hunger's a good thing. I mean, if you've got attitude, but if you think you're going to just be handed a trophy, it doesn't work. James Harden seems like wherever he goes, things just implode. I liked what Embiid said the other day, and it was kind of interesting in his comment, was that if I don't play, they're going to call me soft. If I do play and don't perform well, then I'm bad. And it's kind of, you know, hell, you know, damned if you do and damned if you don't. And Embiid kind of got caught in that, right, Hans? I mean, with a player who wants to be out there, some say don't do it with an orbital fracture. If you do it again, more damage.
Yep.
But, you know, it's interesting how teams approach it. And I think you've got to have attitude. You got to play D. And obviously, it's a combination of all those things. But I think defense is going to win another title. If it's Giannis, so be it. If it's Ayton and Booker, I don't know. But we're going to find out tonight if they can push past and get into this the finals of the Western Conference.
So, Bowler, as the Utah Jazz wrapped up their season, there was a quick fury of back and forth of, oh, is Donovan gone? Is Rudy gone? Is Quinn gone? And, you know, how are they going to handle this and manage the money? And it feels like as time has kind of crept on and the postseason goes on, it feels like that's really calming down. Are you getting the sense that everybody's kind of calming down and things are settling down? Or do you think behind the scenes it's still a fevered pitch?
Great question. You know, it's good to step back. I think any good business owner or manager would say, look, let's take a breather here, because the emotions you can wear on your sleeve, and fans, you know, as well. I mean, the talk on social media the first 3 to 5, 7 days after Dallas punched their ticket to the next round and sent the Jazz home. Plus, I think what was upsetting too, Hans and Scotty, there was no indication from the Jazz what was going on, because for the first time that I can remember, there was no locker room clean out that allowed, you know, the radio station to be live at the arena and Locke and you guys always jump in and do, you know, locker room clean out interviews. And there was a feel for what direction the Jazz were going. Didn't happen this year. So I think it kind of fed
fan the flames.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. Golly, fan the flames. And I think it got hot, right, with the conversation. And Rudy dropped a few lines. Donovan's been quiet. Quinn had his hip, had hip surgery. And so he talked last week but was really noncommittal, even about his future, even though I think looking ahead, he still talked as if he was going to be a part of this franchise. Of course, that's left up to him in some ways and left up to Ryan and Justin Zanuck and the other. But I think they're still – they work well together. Fans are upset too with the way, you know, again, with what they see as rotations and who plays when and how. And how do you not shoot the three? I mean, all these questions come up, but fans have that right. That's who they are. They pay money to see this team play, and that's the backbone of the franchise. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. It has cooled a bit. Now you're starting to hear that they're going to try to play it back. I'm not sure if that will work unless you have Donovan and Rudy in the same room and work out whatever issues there are. And again, you know, the Jazz have done a marvelous job of trying to keep that conversation, Scotty and Hans, at kind of a low boil. You know, I think there are always issues with any team. Let's be honest. I think the Jazz, we kind of got into a situation or a sense that it was just a good old boys club with Joe. And, you know, Joe's gone. And whether he returns or not is to be seen. But I still have, and I've said this before on the air, and I think Joe was a big part of the glue of what this team was. He had kind of a little edge to him. And I like the fact that he became a guy in this league, prolific three-point shooter, and that he had a hard time convincing teams that he could play at this level, right, in the NBA. And it's a feel-good story because there's not enough of those, in my opinion. There's a lot of guys who think and come into this league, Ben Simmons, who believe they deserve to be at the top immediately without hard work. And I think Joe's just a good, feel-good story about a guy who can come in here and obviously had the trust of Quinn, was like another coach on the floor. And also, by the way, he was a great pick-and-roll compliment to Rudy Gobert. And people kind of maybe forgot that. Maybe they haven't. But, you know, the touches that Rudy got were mostly delivered on many nights by one Joe Ingles. So you can't think of the past. He may be back. He may not. Who knows what he wants or what the Jazz want. But, you know, he's a player that, you know, there's a few that come along, like a Joe, like a D. Faves, Carl and John, that just stick in your, you know, in the heads of fans who say, man, I wish he could always play and always be a part of the franchise. But I'm anxious to see where they go. Hans and Scotty, there's talk. First it was Rudy. First it was Donovan. And now you say, oh, they're going to bring him back. I mean, someone's feeding the flame, right? Or if this is just a fan who on social media has the ability to dominate this type of talk. But are there leaks from agents? Are there leaks from family members? Are there leaks from players? Who knows? But it's all going to come out, and we're going to get a feel for what's going on sooner than later. As soon as the draft night approaches, probably, what, 5 weeks out?
Yep.
So it's a chance again to kind of, for this franchise, to take a breath and really decide what direction they want to go. Because, you know, they're still on paper good. On the floor, they're good. But what do you have to do to really put them at the top at the West? Because, you know, it's not going to get any weaker, by the way. Luka Doncic is all of 23, and Dallas is going to continue to build around him. Now, Chris Paul's age may take him out of it sooner than later in Phoenix. And Golden State, there's been rumors, you know, that Klay Thompson will be moved to the Lakers. I mean, who knows? But the Jazz have just got to keep pace and see what they need to do to be more consistent. And they've got to play, I think, a better defensive scheme as well and can't channel everything into Gobert. And sometimes I think what the Jazz did was just sit back and go, he'll take care of it. I think that frustrates Rudy too. And what we're seeing in the postseason is that I think you got to have a team concept, a team effort on the defensive end.
It's Craig Buller, Jack, play-by-play voice of the Utah Jazz right here on the Zone Sports Network. Does it, I mean, are you in a weird spot because it's go, 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 and then last few weeks it's been stopped? I mean, how are you feeling your days? How are you feeling your days?
I'm leaving here soon to go up to Midway. I'm working on trying to get a new little mini tractor, but you know what? You can't order them. There's not many around because of the chip. You're right. You got to have a electric starter chip, I guess. And they're, you know, I'm looking. I don't think I want a big boy, you know, to go out there and, you know, plant the back 40, but I just kind of need a new piece of machinery to play around with.
Go up and you know, I sent you a picture of our guys up in Brigham City.
That
place is packed with stuff. They got all kinds.
I got to be honest, Scotty, I don't know if I can handle that two-handed motion thing, man. I need a wheel. You know?
Oh, he's talking about the two-handed.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha, yeah.
I didn't drive a tank, you know.
I think they could probably find something for you.
Whatever the heck that is. But I got, you know, maybe I'm a quick, no, I'll try to be a quick learner and see.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'd drive it right through the back door. So, but no, it's weird. You know, I like work.
Yeah, I know you do.
I like work. And, you know, you guys save me on a Friday to, you know, get into the weekend and kind of talk and get, you know, just talk hoop, talk life. And it's good. Connect with fans. But, you know, honestly, man, I like to work. I got to be honest. And Scotty, I saw you last week. Hands, you were away. And I'm glad you got away. Scotty, it's your turn. But you got to just step back. And this season, in fact, as I said, Scotty, last week, you know, those three seasons were compacted into like two after the COVID hit and they shut things down and restarted it and found the bubble and, you know, just the 72 games last year and 82 this. We've been on a fast track, and I think the frustrations, too, of the way the Jazz played since the first of the year, they were hit late with COVID and hit late with injuries, and then just never really found any semblance of a groove or what was it. I think they just lost confidence. Mojo went out the door, and it's hard to – and Hans, again, I asked you, man, at a high level, you know, that's where you kind of either succeed or fail, right? If you lose confidence, that can be the kiss. And I think the Jazz were part of that, where they played well than they almost expected in the fourth quarter. I got that sense from just sitting there with Thurl of just saying, wow, I don't know if they have the sense or the confidence to push it to the finish line. And that's kind of what happened right before the All-Star break and after.
Well, Bowler, it's always a pleasure. It's always an honor. And
no, it's my pleasure. What are you guys doing this weekend, by the way?
You know, I don't have a lot of plans this weekend.
Not a lot of plans. I got a little golf, I think, that I'm going to get out there, enjoy some of the sun. Because we're supposed to have some 78, 80
degree
weather.
Yeah, the weather's supposed to really start to look like spring or early summer.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I figured both you guys' first words would be, you're going to put a pork butt on the smoker and go.
You know, honestly,
that's what I was expecting.
I picked up a big flat top griddle, and I'm not cheating on my smoker, but I've been spending a little bit of time on that flat top.
You done a cheesesteak on that yet?
Yeah, do a little cheesesteak. Maybe, you know, we might do a little smash burgers over the weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, can you guys promise that this summer you guys are you going to try to do another rib off or chicken cook off?
We might need new judges. That's
Scotty was
after
talking
the last go around.
Scotty was talking.
I want to be the guy in there. I want to just, you know.
Scotty was talking about a brisket.
Guys, sorry, but you know, I was kind of that third judge in the back there, just looking around, and I could see you're a little panicky. But
no.
I have confidence in you.
No, that okay. Look, there, you talk about pressure, and you talk about playing well in the fourth quarter. I may have what's that name of the Boston Red Sox guy that let the ball go through his legs?
Buckner.
Yeah, I kind of Bill Buckner'd that thing.
Bill Buckner, you had those high tops on, and it
yeah.
went right
and that one,
leg,
that
huh?
one got away from me, and yet we yeah. still finished in second. We were right there, neck and neck. You know, I want another shot at Bob.
I think it ought to be done. I think it ought to be a huge crowd. Well, you know, I don't care where you guys put it, put up that shade tent, because when you put up a shade tent, you know, then that's a big thing going on.
Yeah. And so we're going to try to put something together. Yes, the answer to your question is yes. I do think there needs to be round two.
Listeners need. We need to get out there and get, you know, a couple of hundred fans around there with some giveaways and a little taste test on that barbecue, and you guys go to work.
Yeah,
I get to sit there and eat. That sounds good to me.
He was thinking brisket this time.
I like brisket, man, a lot. A
little competition brisket.
I like brisket.
I just want, like, I want Hans. You got to enter into this thing too.
No, man, I dabble. You guys pro this thing.
I still think the classic, and I think fans demand it. In fact, I heard it around the grocery store the other day. Whatever happened to the wing off? See, I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I think it's time to turn the clock back a few years and let the feast begin. And Hans has to be a competitor, by the way.
Oh man, I can't.
No, those years are behind
back
us.
In the old days. You know what I want to do, Bowler, now that we're working with this name, image, and likeness, and I haven't really gone back and forth with Scotty on this, but I think it'd be fun to grab one or two players from each team. Let the players decide.
Do a little offensive line. Yeah. Oh my goodness. This is a no-brainer.
Oh, that's almost scary.
All right, for all you restaurant owners out there listening right now, we just laid that thing. It was a layup
right
for you.
We'll go get the guys.
We'll get the guys.
We'll bring the radio.
You bring
Bowler will be there.
Yeah, we'll bring everybody. We'll bring everybody down there. We'll get some big old linemen down there.
Doesn't even have to just be wings.
Who do you think could gorge the most? Offensive linemen get the or defensive linemen? Because I think everybody assumes O linemen.
Defensive linemen.
I assume O. Hans, what do you think?
We would all assume offensive linemen, but those defensive linemen get ravishingly hungry. Just, you know, salivating, drooling all over the place and growling bellies.
I'll leave you guys alone, but I remember at K-State, there was a Ramada Inn across from the Union in Manhattan, and they started doing like all-you-can-eat buffet for $9.95. It lasted 1 week. Guess who showed up?
The football team.
Exactly. And absolutely ran them out of...
It's like Hans and I when he showed up at that Aria buffet down in Vegas.
They shut down after.
Yeah, they're like, nope, yeah. Nope.
No, it was funny. They thought, yeah, it'd be kind of a family thing. Come down there. Those guys didn't leave. They ate lunch and dinner.
Oh, boy.
I was just at the Polynesian, their cultural center out in Hawaii, and they had a buffet. It's a luau buffet.
Yeah.
And they've got that. It's not ice cream. What is that? It's like a French ice cream. But it's kind of creamier.
Sorbet. Sherbet.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But it also has like a really rich chocolate. Anyways, I went back for like four servings, and
they keep looking at you.
I was laughing so hard because they're looking at me like, well, I think we're going to close now, sir. I'm pretty sure you've gelato.
That's, there you go.
Thanks, Megan. I'm surprised they just didn't say, here you go, pal. Don't come back. Just take this whole, take the tray or take, take the bucket and go.
Oh, man, I went back for so much gelato. It's really tasty. And when it's buffet style, that's the one thing. Bowler, I thought that I was an ice cream eater until Scotty challenged me to the half gallon challenge, which didn't go well. I couldn't finish the half gallon. What did we give ourselves, 20 minutes?
I think we 30 minutes.
Bowler, did you ever hear when Scotty and I did our most recent eating challenge?
No, what was it?
Well, Scotty's was cheese sticks.
Yeah, mozzarella sticks.
20 cheese sticks.
How many did you put down?
I think we got to 16 or 17.
Yeah, he was just had a couple left. And mine was a half gallon of ice cream. Scotty was close. I struggled. They got me like a high cream ice cream instead of that air puffed ice cream,
So you are going with the higher level, rich and churned.
Oh yeah. No, this was high end.
Basically,
stuff.
They rolled a cow out and fresh squeezed the milk into a can and froze it and put it in my face. Like,
with like a ton of caramel. And I mean, it was rich.
Yeah, that'll do you in. Yeah. That'll do you in.
Yeah, and Scotty hasn't eaten a cheese stick since.
Nope.
I ate ice cream later that evening.
Well, Bowler, we'll figure something out. We'll do it right. This, if nothing else, we'll have a big old barbecue out the place, and we'll have all the.
Well, like you said, if you need somebody to help, I'm not doing much. I'm just waiting for summer league. The first week of right after the 4th of July, 5, 6, 7 at the arena. And then before that, draft night, some trades I'm sure will come down. So there'll be some talk coming here pretty soon.
All those draft picks the Jazz have coming in for some
Yeah.
They stockpile.
Yeah. You're the best player.
Like
thank you.
OKC, I think, owns everyone until 2028.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
Thanks,
Bowler. All right, Bowler. Guys, thanks for the call.
You got it. Craig Bowler, Jack, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.